Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Said I was signed my name by Jay Holiday. Yay. I love it. Sexy. It's all expected from him, though, you know, because that's what he puts out, those sultry, sexy, baby-making music, you know, and that's what we are missing in today's, you know, world of music, in my opinion. And again, I say my opinion, you know, that's what I resonate with the most. So even when I'm just in chill mode, you know, sometimes it's jazz and sometimes it's just strictly R&B and, you know, I like it. I like it all. I like all those songs that make you, you know. But I'll leave that part out of it all. So anyway, babies, I just want to say welcome to the Intune Show. If you're in tune for the first time, I just want to say welcome. I hope it's not your last time tuning in with us. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all your support, love, retweets, reposts, and, you know, just tuning in general. It has really been a real great experience for me for the last year, and things are turning over so quickly that I am breathless every single day of the week. But I have amazing people that I'm getting in tune with, and, you know, it's just been a great experience. So thank you all for all the genuine love and support that you have contributed to this show. I also want to take the time to give a shout-out to Melinda Santiago because she's so awesome, and, you know, I was on a hoof of Jay, so definitely turns out working in my favor. So thank you so much. And also, Melinda will be in tune the 31st, and she will be co-hosting with me with Carlos Ferrara and for Cato. So I'm definitely excited to have her on, and it's going to be a good time. So you guys better not miss it. So again, that's the 31st with Melinda Santiago, and we're starting the show at 6 p.m. Eastern, so be in tune for all of that, okay? Do not miss it. For all you guys that are not familiar with the Intune Show and how it works, the show can be accessed several ways. It can stream live from any internet device by dialing in at 818-495-6975, and then you'll be live with Jay and I, and press 1, so that way we'll know that you want to talk to him, which is awesome because I love interactive shows. So I love when people are just in tune with the people that I have on, and they're anxious to talk to them and, you know, get in tune with them. So it's definitely a good look when you guys do that. But for all those who are a little scaredy to do that, we have the interactive chat room that is open live during our show. So if you're a little scared to call in, it's definitely okay. I won't push you, although I love when you guys call in. You can definitely leave your comments and questions inside of the chat room, and I will read them on air. If you're scared to put your name in and you want to be all on the down low, it's totally cool to sign in as a guest and, you know, voice your opinion in there, and we'll just take it from there. The shows are archived, and for future listening, so for all those who want to play the show back or don't get a chance to get in tune tonight live, it's definitely okay because we're on demand and we're here for your leisure. So there's always a time that you can always go back and reference our shows. If you're not following us on Twitter, then please take the time to do so because we follow back at Intune Show. For all those who have something to bring to the table as far as artistically, creativity, expertise, skills, knowledge, know-how, or just life experience in general, we want to get in tune with you. So definitely hit me up at Intune Show at AOL. And let's talk about it. Let's see what we can do about, you know, getting in tune with you, because it's not all about what we bring forth on the show. It's all about, you know, getting in tune with you guys as well, because I'm anxious to know what we can do to uplift and empower one another. So with that being said, I look forward to hearing from you guys. So without further ado, I'm not going to talk you guys' heads off because, you know, you guys that tune in all the time know that that can definitely happen. We're going to go ahead and tune in with Mr. Jay Holiday, which I am so psyched about. Mr. Holiday, how you doing this evening?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm going to go into groupie mode, so like less than 2 seconds. Can you bear with me?
You good, baby. You good.
Yay! Okay, I'm back. Back to...
You got it out. All right.
I think I did. I mean, you can't even imagine how, like, awesome this is for me. And for all of your supporters that are definitely on the lines or in the chat room that are anxious to hear about you and what you have been doing and what we can expect from you. So for all those who are tuning in for the first time And let's just say hypothetically they haven't heard of Jay Holiday, which, you know, we know is not the case, but just in case, you know, they've been living under a rock.
Tell us
a little bit about Jay Holiday. Who is Jay Holiday?
Oh, man, I'm just a laid-back person. You know, I chill. You know, for anybody that does know me, they know that, you know what I'm saying, I speak very highly of my mom. So, you know what I mean? I think she raised a pretty good man, you know. And for anybody else that don't know, you know, I had Suffocate Bed, It's Yours, got the new song, Sign My Name. So that's just a little bit about me. I'm from D.C., you know what I mean? So, you know, like I said, I'm a laid-back, chill type, so.
Yeah, definitely. I can tell that you laid-back and chill type because you can see that when you're, you know, in your videos, Jay. You know,
Oh, yeah. You
just always have, of course. You know, and for the ladies, come on, we pay attention to every single detail, okay? Especially when someone comes out singing like how you sing it, like you want to put somebody to bed and you suffocate them without them. Like, really? We want to hear that. That's what we want to hear.
No, well, that's good to know. I'm going to keep them coming.
Definitely. I don't expect anything less from you. So I know that you started music at a young age, I think relatively around 14.
Right.
Right, so from that point in time, it's just like you kind of already knew that music was something for you. Is anyone in your family musically inclined as well?
My mom was in a gospel singing group with her and her sisters. It was like 7 of them. And my older sister also sings. You know, she did some backup work and stuff like that. Like, she toured with Crystal Waters and stuff like that, so... pretty much everybody in my family does something. I come from a pretty big family as far as like cousins and aunts and uncles. So everybody kind of has some kind of artistic talent, you know what I mean? So.
Right. So it's pretty safe to say that your family, because of their artistic background, they definitely encourage, you know, your movement through music.
Oh, definitely. You know, my family supports me 100%, you know, especially my mom, you know, so they definitely support me, you know. Even though my mom's a preacher, you know, that's something else about me that people don't know. Well, I guess most people do, but, you know, if you don't know, you know, my mom is a preacher, she's pretty supportive of me, you know.
That's awesome. I love that. I really do. So tell me, like, how have you grown as an artist? Because, you know, there are, you know, just in general, you know, even if you wasn't an artist, you know, we grow them on the way. Hopefully for those, quote unquote, out there, you know, they develop, you develop, you know, different ways of thinking and doing things. But you, for your personal experience, how do you think you have grown from, you know, Suffocate and, you know, Back of My Lack and things of that nature to your Sign Your Name?
Well, first and foremost, I've grown as a businessman. You know, there's certain things in this industry that you just have to learn. You know, like you said, a lot of artists, you know, every artist has a different road that they travel, you know. For me, you know, I was always kind of pretty cool on the talent side, but, you know, it was a business aspect of it that I had to really learn. As far as my sound, I like to think that, you know, I keep it consistent, you know what I mean? I try not to change my sound too much. You know, I try new things every now and then. I have a more respect for what I do as far as R&B is concerned, you know, just with seeing some of the things that are going on in music, you know, it's just, in that way, I've definitely grown in the way where I want to bring a lot more positive attention to R&B. You know, aside from, you know, people thinking that R&B is dying or it's dead, you know, I want to at least give them the hope that it ain't. So, you know.
Right, and that's what you're definitely doing, you know. So what prompts you to cut your hair, Jay? Because I was kind of a little shocked about that. It looks good, though. Don't get me wrong.
Thank you. Honestly, man, just, you know, getting older, it was just one of those things that it was time to let it go, you know. I know a lot of... within the industry, you know, a lot of artists and stuff, they follow each other kind of sort of, you know, where one may do something and then everybody else feels like they have to do it. For me, it was just more so a personal thing. Me growing up, you know what I mean, getting older. You know, I'm getting my grown man on now. So, you know, the grades got to go.
Definitely. So tell us, you know, because, you know, honestly, when you first came out and people were just like, for me, from my experience, I'm just talking about for me. And my friend says to me, have you heard of Jay Holiday? And I'm like, what? Who? What? What are you talking about? You know, because I stopped listening to music for such a long time because I was just so disappointed about the direction that I was just like, what's the sense? It makes no sense, you know? So I stopped listening. And the moment that she's like, hey, you really have to check him out, like YouTube him, do whatever. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. When I get a chance, I will. So one day I was just like totally bored and I just YouTubed you and, you know, Bed was the song at the time. And I was like, really? So I'm calling her like, shut up. And she's like, shut up. And so we're just going back and forth like two like crazy people just saying shut up for like 10 minutes. You know, that went on forever. Because it was like I was so excited, honestly, that it was someone out that was doing like the R&B like for real thing. Versus, hey, R&B with all this, like, auto-tune and this crazy rapping and, you know, all this crazy stuff. I love it all, but it's just like, let R&B be R&B.
Exactly. That's how I've always felt, you know. I don't mind, you know, the different genres. Every genre is for somebody, you know. Everybody's music is for somebody. But when you start losing focus into what a certain genre was or is, you know what I mean, it's like that becomes an issue because a lot of people came before myself and other people that are R&B, and it's just like, you know, if we want to keep it going and to show respect, you know, showing respect isn't always, you know, they always say impersonation is the best form of flattery, but sometimes that's not how you do it. Sometimes it's just do justice to what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
You know, I'm trying to be that artist.
No, you're not trying, you're actually doing. So we're going to just take out trying, because trying don't exist in your world.
Well, I ain't mad at that. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, exactly. And I hate to, like, you know, come at you like that, Jay, but you brought me there. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, you good.
Exactly. Thank you so much for that. You know, I just want you to know how, you know, although, you know, I'm a big-time supporter forever, ever, and I'm so thrilled that, you know, you're doing your thing and bringing more music to the forefront. However, I just like to see that you know, sometimes we lose our place. Like midday, you'd be like, P, hey, you slipping, get it together. So now I feel like,
right,
fine,
right.
Hey, we're going to throw that in the garbage. It don't exist ever because you're doing. So thank you so much for that. So do you have any other, like, hidden talents that people don't know about? So we know you're an amazing singer and things of that nature, and you have, you know, as they say, quote, unquote, the swag, you know, and now is the adult man swag with the haircut and everything. What other hidden talents do you cook? Do you draw? Do you write? What else do you do?
Well, I'm an extremely well. I can cook very well. You know, that's, I guess, growing up in a house full of women, I guess that's just something I picked up. But you know, I can cook good. You know, I play the drums here and there. I try to practice on my drums at least 3 or 4 times a week. You know, that's something I do. Growing up in D.C., we used to roller skate a lot, so I could probably roller skate better than anybody, you know. I don't know. You know, I draw, you know, I'm left-handed, so anything that I try to learn how to do, I try to be the best at it that I can, so.
Definitely. So are you, like, on rollerblades, Jay? Like, seriously? Like doing, like, those sidewalk curls and...
Nah, not the rollerblades, nah. When I say roller skating, I mean straight roller skate and ring, like the ATL, the movie type roller skating. Nah, we talking about four wheels. You know, not the inline skates, man.
I can't even stand up in those things. And I said to myself, I said, wait, maybe if I lose weight, I can stand up in them. But I've seen, like, a really overweight person in them. So I was like, no, that's not it. So somewhere I'm missing something.
Nah, you know, it's practice makes perfect. You know, you'll get it if you really want to.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know. I'm a little nervous now, so I'm going to leave it alone. It's just like playing handball, and I don't know if you're familiar with that sport, like the whole handball
mm-hmm.
thing against the wall. And being in New York, definitely that's what everybody thing was growing up, like playing handball. And I definitely ran from the ball, so that sport never worked out for me either. A lot of sports never worked out for me because I was just definitely scared of, like, it hitting me in my face. So I was just like, no, we're not going to do that one. But we have some questions in the chat room, so I don't want them to pile up too much and I kind of miss people. So if I may I ask a few of the questions that are there?
Sure.
Okay, so the first question from Phoenix is, can you ask him, what was the first R&B song he ever knew the words by, like the whole entire song by heart?
Oh man, the first R&B song, man. I can't lie, it was probably 12 Play by R. Kelly.
12
you
Play.
Know, yeah, you know, because my mom was a preacher, so it was like, you know, I had to kind of sneak and listen to that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that was back when we was, you know, playing the tape and then you stop and rewind it and play and get the words. So that was probably the first one.
Yeah, definitely. And people are commenting about the fact that you're left-handed. You know, Tisha says her daughter's left-handed, Phoenix is left-handed, you know. So they see, like, awesome things about left-handed people. And I don't know if you guys even resonate with that. But if you throw it into Google, you know, it's supposed to be, like, really, really intellectual individuals that are left-handed, Jay. What do you feel about that?
I mean, hey, what can I say, you know? I definitely consider myself a thinker. They always say we think with our right mind, so... I don't know, you know. I definitely agree with that, though.
Yay! I definitely agree with that, too, because I know some really awesome left-handed people, you know, Phoenix and yourself included. So how is it, like, is it really hard to have, like, a social life as a celebrity? And I'm not really trying to, like, go into your deep personal life. I'm just saying overall, is it really hard being out there? Because, you know, come on, you're a cutie pie one, you're talented two, you're left-handed three, you can roller skate, you can cook. I mean, come on. It's a lot of good things,
man,
happening.
That's funny. I mean, as far as the social life is concerned, I never really got caught up into the fame stuff, you know what I mean? For the most part, I'm a pretty laid-back, like, private type person, so it's like, you know, as far as the I gotta be the center of attention and all that, like, I've never been that kind of person. But I think one of the biggest comments I get, especially like when I'm out, like if I'm at an after party at a club or something or whatever, you know, one of the biggest comments I get is that you're not like the other artists because you're actually cool, you talk to the people. And I never understand, you know, I to me that's kind of baffling, but because you don't really think that folks act like that, but I guess they do. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things. Like, my social life is cool. Like, I just try to stay down there with the people. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's what people like, too. You know, because what people have to keep in mind, I'm not putting you into this because, you know, I see that you're totally laid back and different from that. But just in general, like, people need to learn, no matter what position you play in life, that it's the people that are, like, saluting you or paying you attention or like going gaga over you that are helping you further your journey in life. So when people act like they are too, like, hey, I can't speak to you, or hey, get him out or her out of here, the bouncers and stuff, I'm like, okay, wow, if they was jumping on your neck like a monkey, I understand, but an autograph and saying hello, really?
Nah, I mean, that's real though, you know.
Definitely. Like, get it together. So what's the craziest thing, you know, on that topic a little bit? What's the craziest thing that a fan has done upon seeing you? Because I know I probably would have wanted plays in your hair, you know, like, can I please be, you know, you have that real great, thick, well, texture of hair, real nice with the waves.
honestly, there's really not a crazy thing a fan has done, but I've had, like, the fan that would show up at everything that was in, like, the vicinity of where she lived, you know, and, like, she would show up at everything. I'm like, oh, my God, you're here too? You know what I mean? But, I mean, those are definitely, you know what I mean? But, no, you know, like, those are the fans that those are the friends that definitely hold you down, you know, when you're at your lowest moment. But that's probably about the craziest thing, just looking in the front row, and every time she's, like, right there in the front row, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, how did you even find out about this? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even tweet it, and you're here. That's a little scary, Jay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, so. But, I mean, you know, it was cool. She was cool people, though, so it wasn't, she could have been one of the, like, the crazy types. She went, well, from what I know, she wasn't crazy, but, you know, I don't know.
No, and shouts out to her for being such a Jay fan. Like, I totally get it, you know, and I feel that, you know, like, certain times if you can just be in it to win it. But it becomes a little scary in my mind because the last thing, I think it's for me because of my personality, the last thing I want anybody to think, whether it's someone that's mainstream to just the average Joe, that, you know, I'm sweating you. It's just like, you know, it's like one of those EO things. Like, really? You think I don't need you? you know, walk away. But
right.
deep down inside, you're just like, oh, my God, did I really just want – no. You know, you're crumbling inside because you have to show that you're, like, this strong person. Like, I don't – I could do without Jay Holiday. But then again, let me play
right.
this again. One more time. One more time.
Well, I appreciate that, you know.
Definitely. We have people
I
in the chat room saying that they're playing, you know, Suffocate Now, you know, as we speak. And Uncle, you know, he's tuned in onto Uncle D Entertainment.
Uh-huh.
He's tuned in. He said he did, you know, some music with you in 2010.
I mean, you know, I done did a bunch of stuff with, like, everybody. And like, what's funny is, like, I feel so blessed to have worked with so many people, famous and not famous. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've worked with some of the best talents that were undiscovered. So, you know what I'm saying? Big shots out, you know, for sure.
Definitely. So are you open to that at this point, like just collaborating with people and doing, you know, getting beats and stuff of that nature? Like, you're open for that?
Yeah, I'm definitely open to it. But one thing that I'll definitely say is this, and this is just coming from somebody that actually really cares about the quality of what we're putting out, you know what I'm saying? And it's just basically, this is what you're really trying to do, then really be good at it, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people try to do this almost as a sport thing, or so they can get, you know, the girls, or they can get the money, they can get the cars, and it's like, those are the people I don't like to work with, because I feel like they're already in it for the wrong reason. So, you know, as long as they in it for the love and the passion of it, and they really want to make good music, I'm always down to work with them.
Absolutely. And I love that you said that, because it just shows and redirects people in a sense that, you know, when you come upon approaching Jay, then definitely know what his standards are. And it's not because you're trying to, you know, be like, hey, rah, rah, rah. It's just definitely have a passion for what you do, like he has a passion for what he does. Because, you know, that's
right.
what makes the world go around, passion. Not so much, hey, getting the glam out of it.
Yeah,
you know?
I actually had a producer one time that he actually contacted me through Twitter, and he sent me some stuff, and he was like, man, if you don't like it, it's cool, man. Just tell me, you know, what I could have did better, or this and that. Those are the type of people I respect, you know what I'm saying? And he needed a little bit of work, but at the end of the day, he was open to the constructive criticism, so and you got to be open to that if you want to be the best. You have to.
Absolutely.
Know?
I agree with you 110%. So where has the reception been since Sign Your Name? What has been the feedback?
It's been good. One of the biggest comments I've got as far as Sign My Name is that happy somebody's doing real R&B again, which, you know, I never wanted to just classify myself as just real R&B. You know, I figured that my peers would be classified or considered as that as well, but, you know, I can't really control what anybody else puts out. So I was just happy that people are feeling it, and, you know, every interview I do, I just hope the record execs are listening and the people that are behind the scenes are listening to understand that people still do want real music out here. So, you know, I'm just happy that the response has been pretty good. You know what I mean? And we're working on shooting a video now. So.
Yay, that's so exciting. Don't even do it to me. You know what I mean? Because I have YouTube up. Like, every time I'm working on my computer, I have YouTube link up. And I will just be YouTubing the hell out of it. Don't do it, Jay. But then do it, because I'm excited. No.
You know, I'm trying to get my sexy on, cut my hair. You know, I might get a couple more tattoos before the video, you know.
Really?
You know.
So how many tattoos do you have?
I got 10. You know, I try to keep it simple, though. I know a lot of people just go and get this and that and whatever, and it's like every tattoo I have means something. So
it's symbolic.
I mean, like.
Yeah, it's supposed to. You know, you're not like the type that's just going to go and say, hey, I like that sombrero, so I'm going to go get it tattooed on me because I went to Mexico. You know
no,
what I mean?
That's
cause if that's, right, because if it was me, like, I've been to Mexico like 4 or 5 times, so I should have like 10 sombreros on me and a margarita, but I'm not doing that. So I'm telling you, it's not happening. So basically, I have 19 tattoos, Jay, and I definitely am into getting more. I love tattoos. I think they're sexy. So please do hook that up, even if it's just one extra one. Give me some eye candy. I mean, you're already eye candy, but, you know, more. You know, more is always better.
I mean, that's good to know, you know. That's definitely good to know that the people are out there thirsty for more.
Exactly. Definitely. It's just like, yay, eyes all big like a kid in a candy store. That's how it goes down. And I don't know if anyone told you about me prior, so I hope I'm not making you feel any kind of
I just like to have fun.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. So we have, like, the lines are all lit up, Jay. And it's like Christmas right now. So I definitely want to take some phone calls because that's the type of show that I like to have because it's worth it to have people that support tune in and, you know, get in tune with you. So is it cool that I take a few calls?
For sure.
Okay, so 917, you're on the line with Jay Holiday and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
What's good?
What's good?
What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
Jay,
your name?
What's up? This is Uncle D,
man.
Uncle D Entertainment.
Hey, what's good with you, bro?
I had to call in to make sure I set the record straight, you know what I'm saying? Because she kind of, like, put me all on Front Street like that. Thank
oh,
you,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, you know. I was trying to show you love, Uncle. I was just trying to show you love.
I know you was. I mean, you kind of like really blew me up bigger than I was expecting, you know what I'm saying? But the truth of the matter is that I was a budding engineer back in 2010, and the little project that I work with Jay, which Jay doesn't even know I done it. So
oh, okay.
I had to call in to get that straight first.
Okay.
But I had done a bunch. It's yours. Your track is yours.
I was doing remixes, and
I got a producer out of Germany, right? He goes by the name of Rapid Fly. I've done a lot of remixes with Ludacris, Alicia Keys, Genuine. The list go on and on and on, right? So he sent me this track, and as soon as I played the track, I'm Yours just popped in my head. I'm like, this is the remix for this track. And I mean, everything like went so smooth that the mix went, I had it done in like 30 minutes. That's just how crazy it was. I heard your voice on that track and I just did the damn thing. So I just want to get, as a matter of fact, you know what? It's still on YouTube, but you know how YouTube be hating on us.
I already know they done hated on me a few times, man. But it's cool, man. If you got the Twitter, man, just make sure you hit me on Twitter and we can link back up, man. I can check some of that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yay.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna put the link down in the chat room down there, so anybody who wants to check it out, because YouTube hated on me and blocked the video, and you know how you're blocked in 230 countries, blah 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 blah.
I didn't even know
that.
If
you're in America, you can still see the remix, man. And I think personally, for somebody who was brand new to mixing and engineering and studio software and all that, it's one of my remixes that I'm most proud of. And as a matter of fact, I'm now the CEO of my own internet radio station, MMS Worldwide Radio Network. We do a lot with indie and independent artists, but we always, my motto is, this is an indie and independent radio station with a dash of major flavor, meaning we do remixes of we ain't hating on the majors, not one bit, you know what I'm saying? Because keep it real, when somebody does a remix or somebody, what trips me out is when people say, oh, why he copying off of me, or why is he biting off of me, and why, you know, that's because somebody really, they admire you and they want to be like you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it's kind of messed up how people take certain things, because, you know what I'm saying, really, if it wasn't for what you and the rest of you major artists out there do, there wouldn't be people like us trying to run around and be like y'all in the first place.
Aww,
so, you know,
that was so
sweet.
Well,
that's much appreciated, though, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So to all my haters out there, if they wanna, copy Uncle D, I don't take no offense to it at all. I take it as a form of flattery, really, myself. Yeah,
definitely.
So
definitely.
I'm gonna put the link down there, and y'all can check it out and whatnot, you know. But I never got a chance to hook up with you. It's so hard when you send in emails and tweets, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People never answer you back. So now when you get the tweet from MMS Radio, it's going to be Uncle D. Yo, Uncle D, and don't make me come beat up my nephew, my new nephew. Man. Okay?
I got you, man.
Well, thank you so much, Uncle D. I really appreciate, you know, the love and the passion and the support for, you know, all the artists out there and just putting it out there that, you know, we all emulate someone, so no one's original. So everybody needs to grasp that. And I'll definitely be supporting your radio show. And, you know, you can definitely hit up Jay on his Twitter at King Jay Holiday. Okay? So I'm going to take a few more calls. Yeah, because I don't want to, you know, I can't have him forever, although I want to, but I can't. So I'm going to go ahead and take a few more calls. But thank you so
Jay,
much, Uncle D.
Hey, Miss P, y'all just keep doing what you do. And, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate you, bro.
Nice. Yeah, real talk.
Thank you so much, Uncle D.
No doubt, bro.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Uncle D. Support his radio show, MMS Radio. So the next call, 407, you're on the line with Jay Holiday. And Miss P, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, Miss P. It's Miss B.
Hey!
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
You see how
I
get all excited all the time about everything?
Yes, I love it.
It's nothing that I'm mad about, ever.
Never. She's never mad. She's always happy and excited about everything.
Yes, I am. Life is good. Life is exciting. You know, we have to live it.
I just want to say, with Jay Holiday, I'm a huge fan since Bed came out in 07. Still playing that song till this day.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
No problem. No problem.
That's all you want to say to Jay? I mean, this is the opportunity of a lifetime, and this is all you got to say to this fine man?
No, no, no. I met someone from Orlando, and he actually knows you personally.
For sure.
And he
for sure.
said that he chilled with you a couple of times, and he has a picture of you guys together and whatnot. So he was very excited when I told him that you were going to be interviewed with Miss P this day. So
that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, and he said that you're very humble and you're a nice guy. So, Miss P, everything you described about Jay Holiday is actually true. So I can vouch for
that. Vouch for that, right?
Yes.
Isn't that awesome how you can go from, like, word to mouth about someone and it all just comes out to be the same thing and there's no doubts in there?
Mm-hmm.
Jay, you're the man, Jay.
I appreciate that. I was about to say I'm trying again. I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing it.
You really are doing it. Don't worry. No complaints here.
Exactly.
Thank
not
you,
from the ladies anyway. Please. Like, really, Jay? We're not complaining.
Miss C and Miss B together is kind of a little bit of trouble, but it's fun. So don't worry.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll take care of you.
Yes, definitely. Cool. Definitely. So thank you so much, Miss B, for being so awesome as usual. You know it's nothing but hugs and love.
Always.
Thank you.
It was nice talking to you, Jay Holiday.
All right. You too, babe.
Bye. Yeah, so that was Ms. B. She's so awesome. I love her. So the next caller we have is 843. You on the line with Jay Holiday and Ms. P. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey.
What's up? I just wanted to say that when you out, Mr. Holiday, I was like, wow. I was just like, wow, because I was getting tired of what I was listening to on the radio and all that. And then you came out with Bed, and I was like, yes. But I just wanted to ask you, you know, whenever you were, I guess, beginning your music career and everything, or when you just were getting started, how did your, like, your family and your friends encourage you to, like, you know, go for what you were trying to do?
It's funny because when I was way younger, like way before 14, when I actually really decided that I wanted to do it, I always was like singing around the house and stuff like that, and everybody used to always tell me I'm going to do something one day with it, and I was just like, whatever, I wasn't thinking about it, I was a kid, so I wasn't tripping, but, once I finally decided to make that decision, man, my mom's biggest thing was she just wanted me to finish high school. You know, she said, I don't care what you do after high school. You know, if you don't go to college, you got to get a job. You know, she just wanted to make sure that I wasn't, you know, running around in the streets. But she definitely supported me, especially when I moved to Atlanta. That was like one of the biggest times that I needed her. Like, I left my jobs and everything. You know, she made sure I was straight until, you know, everything popped off. So I got a lot of support, you know. And, you know, my friends, you find out who your real friends are in situations like this. So, you know, some friends fell off, some friends I met, some friends are still here. So, you know, God got it figured out.
Yeah. I also just wanted to say this, too. I know a few years back, I did see you in Atlanta at, I think it was like the Atlanta Beat Battle. And I did a, there was like a showcase or whatever for songwriters or whatever. And I did do a few songs up there, but it was just cool that, I really thought it was cool that you were there and, you know, that you never know, you know what I mean? You never know where you're going to see somebody at. So it was just really cool that you were there and you were supporting. So I thought that was awesome. So I just wanted to say thank you for even, you know, wanting to do things like that for people. That's awesome.
Oh, man. Well, you know, you got to support. You never know. You, like, even on our side of the things, we never know who we're going to meet. Everybody is a nobody until you're discovered. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I never know who I might run across. I might come across the next Kanye West or the next Dr. Dre or somebody. You know, you never know. So you got to go to places like that. You can't just wait for them to come to you, you know.
Aw, Jay, you are too much. I can't even handle it right now.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't want to hold y'all up or anything because I know how it is. So thank you for
answering the
question. Thank you, Ms. T. Appreciate y'all.
No problem, Phoenix. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, so that's awesome. You see how much love you have, Jay? Like, you know, have you ever felt like this is just like maybe, you know, people forgot kind of, sort of, in a sense? Do you think that sometimes? Does that cross your mind?
Nah, I don't necessarily think they forgot, you know what I mean? Humans are special breed, you know. It's, you know, we always want more, you know. Once we have something, it's like they want more. And if anything, I would say that they probably want more. And, you know, when you don't get more of something that you want, you find a substitution. So I just feel like people have just been finding their substitution for now. But, you know, I'm coming back and I'm gonna be right back in the mix.
That's right. That's definitely a true fact, and we're just all excited about that, really. And you know, I know again, like I've kept you way past probably the time that I was supposed to, but that's only because I was trying to hold on, Jay. Hold on with all my might and don't let go. You know, and I think
you're good.
Yeah, and everyone that kind of, like, you know, tuned in tonight, they're probably just all like, oh, my God, I can't wait. Because that's how I am in the inside. You know what I mean? Just, like, I'm keeping him until he says, Miss P, I got to go. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to let it go that far.
Nah, you good. I mean, like you were saying, you like to have a fun interview, and I like to have somebody fun that's interviewing me. You know, sometimes it's like, you know, I mean, it's, we do this so much that, you know, sometimes it's not necessarily always a great interview, but I can definitely say that, you know, you cool people, I mean, you definitely know what you're doing. So appreciate you for having me on the show. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
And I appreciate, because let me tell you, I went hard for you, Jay. You have no idea. You have no idea.
Oh, well,
like, I was
it.
So
that's
tenacious with this attack. It was like if it was a boar in the jungle, you know, and you're so hungry and you
that.
Want this boar. But you can't get it. You hear it and you see it and you're so close that you just can't get it. So I just said, you know what? I don't even want to make like a little metal thing or a spear. I'm just going after him with my hands.
So you just hunted me. You hunted me down.
Down,
literally.
You got
me a little nervous now. Uh-oh. I
was like, yay, I got Jay. So it's so exciting. You know, it's so exciting because, you know, again, I like to have people on the show that resonates with me personally, because you don't know, like, your music, what you put out. You may say, hey, this is a good track, let me put this out. And your team may be like, yeah, Jay, this is awesome, put this out, this is what people are going to resonate with the most. But at the same time, you never know, like, that track that you put out may be like a baby maker song to you, but people can look at it in another way, can, you know, perceive it differently. And it can, you know, help someone through something that was crazy in their life at the moment. You know, so I like to just have people on the show, not only because they're awesome and great, because you're awesome and great, but because it resonates with me, and I feel like it would be a great interview to have people on that mean something to me or affected my life through their music on some level, versus just, hey, you're a big name, come on the show, but I know nothing about your music, I hate you, really, and I'm just figuring it all out.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's definitely good to know. I'm happy to know that you're a fan, a true fan.
No, definitely. Come on now. We're not going to even go there. Seriously. So I'm going to leave it all alone. So if it would be like a good theme song for your life, what would be the title of this theme song?
Oh, man. If I had a theme song for my life. Oh, man, that's a hard one. I don't know.
That's okay. You can tweet it to me.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll think about it, and then I'll let you know. Well, I'll let you know the rest of that.
Yeah, definitely. So do you have a personal motto or a mission statement that you go by every day?
Man, just happy to be living another day, honestly. You know, it's a crazy world out here. So, you know, I always thank God for my mom, because I always say if I didn't have my mom, I'd probably be out here knocking folks over the head. So, you know, and she just kept me. She's the reason why I try to stay as humble as I can. So, you know, that's my mission is to just always stay humble and never get far from where I started and who I am and not lose myself within this music game. So. That's exactly.
I love your mom. She's awesome, for real. Like, not just saying that, just seriously, because so many people have that disconnection with family in general once they make it to a certain plateau in life, you know. So it's good to hear when I talk to certain people how they reference their family or their moms or their dads or their whoever's. It's a good feeling because it shows that, hey, you are still human and you know, because people tend to think when people are famous, you know, like, do they, you know, you forget that they use the bathroom, that they brush their teeth, that they, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like this, you have this whole
real
image, and you forget that they're human, and they do these things.
True.
Yeah, so it's good to hear that, you know, you have that type of rapport, and your family is so awesome, just like you, and it all reflects on who you are today. So I'm definitely, you know, happy and elated about that. But just two more questions, and then I'm going to let you go. If you were to dabble, like, in a whole nother genre of music, like, what would it be?
Oh, man, probably country.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't even tell me. Tag team with Willie Nelson. You know, he's always hot, ever, forever. He's
nah,
hot.
I know. I mean, I say country just because, you know, they, one thing I feel like a lot of urban music has lost is a lot of it's not really real. You know what I mean? It's like now we have fantasies of becoming famous, and now we're famous, and we're still having even bigger fantasies of what we wish we were really doing, when that's really not even how it really is. When, you know, in country, you got people telling real stories, like I just songs about buying a new tour bus and getting on the road, and them country songs are crazy. But, you know, I just feel like a lot of them artists get to be themselves.
No, it's true, because like they said, these shoes are made for walking, you know, and a lot of them be out there hitchhiking.
For real?
Like, yeah, you're right about that, because, you know, it's like Nashville a bust for them, just like how it is
real
for some
talk.
People, like, get into California, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be in it to win it, so they're walking in these cowboy boots and hats, like, forever. So I definitely love that song, because it just, you know, I've seen it. But anyway, that's a whole nother show. But so where can people go and reference, you know? But before we say that, just do you have any choice words for anyone that's coming up and wants to be an aspiring R&B singer or producer, entrepreneur like yourself? Like, is it anything that you can convey to them that they need to just stay focused on above all else?
I'll definitely say no to business. You know, one thing that I got on, you know, way before I even had a glimpse of stardom, you know what I mean? I got to know, like, I was reading over contracts and getting to know what certain stuff mean, stuff like that. So know the business, know your craft, be good at it, you know what I mean? And take it serious. Like, don't just do this for the fame aspect, because if you do, you're going to have to deal with folks like me. So, you know.
Right.
Just be real, man. You know, it's just put your heart on the stage or in the booth or on the keyboards or the drums or whatever it is that you do. Just make sure you always put your heart into it.
Aw, I can't even even take you, Jay? Seriously. So where can, I mean, in a good sense, though, where can people go to, you know, get more in tune with you and stay in tune outside of Twitter, that is, you know, as far as, like, music and updates and tours and, you know, appearances and things of that nature?
Well, right now, you know, we still got the jholiday.com, but, you know, there's some few little legal issues going on with that site. So, I mean, like, right now, if you want to see what's going on with me, it's either facebook.com/jholiday or the Twitter. Or, you know, if you want to kind of see what my life is looking like through pictures and you got Instagram, you can go to Instagram. My name is the same on Instagram as it is on Twitter. So, you know, just, you know, I probably start posting stuff back on my YouTube channel too. So, you know, just be looking out for little exclusive videos and, you know, things like that. You know, so, you know, Twitter, King J Holiday, Facebook, Instagram. You know, I'm a pretty reachable guy.
Definitely. And I just want to thank you, Jay, and just to let you know that I'm not a stalker, but I won't be at every single event in the front seat, but I will be on Twitter here and there tweeting you to follow you and things of that nature. So definitely look out, you know, you'll see that, not look out for it, but you'll see it. But don't think I'm obsessed, even though I am a little bit with you.
Well, I mean,
you definitely see that. Yeah, definitely.
You know.
And as far as the platform is concerned, the Intune Show, like, to me, it's family. So hopefully it's not the last time that we get to talk in reference to, like, all the things. Keep me updated. So updated. So even if you can't come on the show, it's totally cool. If I miss the tweets because sometimes I'm in my own little world, then definitely if it's something that you really want to pinpoint out there, you know, we have over 20,000 listeners, I'm happy to say now, in such a short time in a year. So I'm really, really excited. And, let us know so I can plug it for you and we can constantly just keep, you know, the support system going from this day forward because that's really what the Intune Show is about, embracing and keeping people in tune.
Well, cool. You know, I'm definitely with that and I definitely appreciate you.
And I appreciate you too, Jay Holiday. Thank you so much for being so awesome. Keep giving those baby-making songs and... You know, I mean, what more can I say? But, you know, I adore you and, you know, a supporter for life, just like the rest of the ladies that tuned in and still are tuned in and all the people that's on the line that's scared to talk to you right now. But just know that the lines are lit up and people were in the chat room and people are still tweeting my Twitter saying, Jay Holiday's on the Intune Show. So you're loved on so many levels, and I think that's an awesome thing, and it makes me feel good for you that people embrace you so much because I think you're awesome. So this was totally a gain for me, if nothing else, to just see you on a lighter side. So thank you so much for, you know, sharing that with us tonight.
Well, I'll be back for sure. You know, as soon as
Yay!
You got something new, we got the video. We'll
Yay!
Make sure we tell everybody.
I'm excited. And would you be back if, you know, because I'm doing a contest to see who's your biggest fan. And basically what that entails
that.
Is like, huh?
I said, yeah, we can do that.
Yay! I hear that. So if you guys think you are Jay Holiday's biggest fan, y'all better start getting those tweets going. And the rules are you have to follow Jay's Twitter and you have to follow the Intune Show. And they have to tweet to us that you are Jay's Holiday's, like, biggest fan in order to gain a point. So I'm just letting you guys know y'all better get that rolling because he'll, you know, he's putting it all together now. Do it because he'll be on soon.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Jay, for everything. Is there any last words that you want to convey before we let you go?
Nah, that's it, man. You know, keep God first and look out for me. I got some stuff coming, you know.
Yay! So we definitely be in tune. And thank you so much again for everything. You are amazing, and I adore you. And get that tattoo ASAP.
I got you. All right, baby.
All right, have a good night. Bye. Yay, guys, so that was Jay Holiday. Sign your name, definitely. I mean, if I had something for him to sign, literally, then I would have definitely had that thing signed already. Not only is he laid back, it's just like, I mean, really, guys, have y'all, like, listened to the interview where y'all all in tune for real? Did you see how laid back and just, like, I don't know, he just has this energy that, you know, it's kind of, like, demands, like, attention in a sense. Like, you know, he doesn't talk loud, he doesn't raise his voice, he doesn't have to be animated. He's just Jay, and I love that. And I'm just so grateful for the experience, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. Again, you know, stay in tune with Jay because he's definitely doing big things, and it is real hip hop. Hey, Lego, real R&B. Excuse me, and I'm definitely been playing his track since it was sent to me. So you guys get it. Sign your name. It's sexy, sexy, sexy. And once again, I just want to say shout out to Melinda Santiago for being so amazing. And she just tweeted me something that almost knocked me out of my chair, but she never ceases to amaze me these days. This lady is just like giving me surprises beyond surprises. So I'm loving her and loving her for that. Definitely tune in with me on the 31st with Melinda Santiago because she will be co-hosting with me for Carlos Ferrar and Kato. So that's going to be exciting. So again, if you don't have Sign Your Name in your iPod, your MP3, on your Apple iTunes list, you better get in tunes because I'm definitely mad at you if you don't. Get it. It's sexy. It's hot. You know, and if you're having problems in your relationship, this may help it by playing it. So definitely get it and follow Jay at King Jay Holiday. Get in tune, babies, because, you know, don't drop the ball on that. It's definitely a good look, okay? So until next time, guys. Yes, Tisha. Tisha in the chat room said that he's very positive. Uncle D Entertainment says that. It's a cool interview. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Tisha says that she has it on her iPod already. She's even, you know, posting Jay's follow Twitter handle in there. And again, if you guys think you are Jay's biggest fan, then definitely start having your supporters tweet that you are Jay's biggest fan with him in it, but the rules are they must follow the Intune Show and they must follow Jay for it to count as a vote because I am paying attention. I'm paying attention, okay? So I'll be on the 19th, which is on Thursday at 10 p.m. with MC Third from Cold Flame, so definitely tune in then, okay, guys? It's going to be like a short week because I have so much to do and I've been doing shows 7 days a week, so I'm going to kind of take a break and enjoy life a little bit, you know, because we all have to. So in the meantime, in the round time, I just want to thank everyone who tuned in a chat room, everyone who tuned in on the lines, everyone who called in and wasn't afraid to talk to Jay, you know, because like I said, how many times do you get to talk to Jay Holiday every day? So, you know, with that being said, stay in tune with your girl, Miss P, because, you know, I'm trying to bring it to you guys. Left and right. So until then, guys, you have a good night, and I will see you guys Thursday night at 10 p.m. Stay in tune.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. In tune. In tune. In tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 About to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. Now make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. With a pretty light skin. Name.